Women in Leadership, Why Perception Outpaces the Pipeline and What to Do About It, a special report from the IBM Institute for Business Value, IBM's thought leadership think tank in partnership with Chief. Gender equity is not a women's issue. It's an organizational one. More people than ever before believe that women have an equal opportunity to reach leadership positions. But those sentiments haven't been enough to drive significant changes in actual advancement. Biases are still a barrier. To break them down, organizations need to mature their approach to gender parity and create structures and systems that work for women and men. The IBM Institute for Business Value conducts a global survey every other year to assess the opportunities and barriers for women's advancement at work. For 2023, our third survey in the series, more than 2,500 organizations participated, making this longitudinal study one of the largest of its kind, encompassing 12 countries and 10 industries. Parity feels close, but is getting farther away. The optimism around gender parity is belied by the facts, which show there aren't enough women in the middle management tiers, putting future leadership attainment in peril. At the current rate of change, gender parity remains decades away. The most destructive structural barriers are invisible. Unconscious biases continue to permeate the workplace, and attributes perceived as critical for leadership remain gendered. Men are expected to be results-oriented, and women, people-oriented. The cost of doing nothing is getting more expensive. Organizations identified as gender equity leaders report 19% higher revenue growth than others in our sample. But overall, not enough companies act as if their continued growth might depend on attracting and retaining top female talent. Here's Lindsay Kaplan, co-founder, Chief, on accountability.
I think people have a bias towards hiring people like themselves. And so when we know what the top looks like, when we know that we have a C-suite that is predominantly male, that becomes the norm. But if nobody is putting that quota down, if nobody's demanding accountability, it's not going to happen because it's a lot easier to go back to what we know.
Historic wins at the top are threatened by stagnation in the middle. First, the good news. Finally, in 2023, there are more women in the C-suite and sitting on executive boards. It has inched up to 12% for both. These are incremental increases, but still nowhere close to parity. But after years of inertia, they signal positive momentum. Now the bad news. Not enough of these talented, skilled, early career professional women are making it to the next level. 2023 saw the largest drop, 10 points, in the percentage of women from junior professional to senior professional. Not only is this the most substantial thinning out from one role to the next, it is the largest decrease we have seen in our surveys, and that means there are not enough women in the pipeline for future senior leadership roles. At this pace, how long will it take before organizations achieve gender parity in leadership? At the current rate of change for the C-suite, we calculate it will be more like 3 decades. Here's Bob Thompson, Regional VP, West Zscaler, on diversity.
It genuinely makes all of us better. Like, we get better when we work this way together. We hear customers better. We hear requirements better. We learn about our gaps better. Do it because it's good business.
The past 2 years show that organizations can reinvent how they work. Our 2019 report confirmed that women remain significantly underrepresented in leadership positions at work, despite economic opportunities fueled by the longest-running bull market in history. Our 2021 study launched as communities around the world began their COVID-19 lockdowns. During the months that followed, record numbers of women left the workplace. The soaring mental, physical, and emotional load of the pandemic prompted many women to reflect on their careers. Were the pressures worth it, or should they be doing something else? A stocktaking that contributed to the departure of professional women in the Great Resignation. Competitive organizations responded by adjusting work practices, enabling flexible and remote work where conditions allowed, and creating special return-to-work programs to ease re-entry for those who took leaves of absence from their careers. While not exclusively intended for women, These measures helped many continue working. More organizations have embraced these practices over the past 2 years. Here's Deirdre Drake, former CHRO, board director, U.S. Cellular, on the importance of bringing women back into the workplace.
You've got to lure everyone, which means because you were already disadvantaged as it pertains to women, you got to work twice as hard to get more women to come back into the workforce.
For many women, the demands aren't always worth the price. Even though our data corroborates what other studies have shown, that gender equity can be a performance enhancer, organizations have not taken the difficult steps to enable inclusivity in leadership. By dragging their feet, they risk eroding the progress made over the last few years, as evidenced by the dips in the pipeline of female talent. These dips are destined to get deeper. Our study shows, in just the next 12 months, as many as 30% of women say they plan to actively seek a new job. 30% expect to leave their jobs temporarily to care for family. Nearly as many, 27%, anticipate having to resign for physical or mental health reasons, and 24% simply say they plan to leave the workforce permanently. Here's Carolyn Childers, co-founder and CEO, Chief, on the top-ranked attributes for men versus women.
I found this to be one of the most interesting parts of this study, of like, what are those top-ranked attributes for women to be promoted versus men? The attributes for men are so focused on the individual, like they have to be analytical and innovative, and the attributes for women were much more about the broader ecosystem.
It's time for leaders to get serious about achieving gender equity. These four actions can point the way. 1. Design rules at the top that work for top talent. Advancement is not just having more seats at the table for women. It's about thoughtfully re-examining leadership positions and the systems that support them. 2. Change the dialogue around gender. Reframe women's leadership advancement in the language that compels action, business results. 3. Don't just set strategy, give it teeth. Many organizations today claim advancing women is part of their strategic agenda, but without directives and metrics, it's just words. And finally, detangle the messy middle. When we talk about gender parity in leadership, it's common to focus on the most senior roles. It's much more challenging to enact measures that tackle gender parity across the full leadership pipeline. You can download the complete 2023 Women in Leadership study for our full insights and a detailed action guide by going to ibm.co/women-leadership-2023.